Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Testing positive for info. That's good. This is, I suppose, the old term infotainment may apply to try to give you our updates in an entertaining way. But most importantly, people need to have some hope. There's another chance. By the way, the sun is coming up today. Excuse me. You all have arisen. You woke up. There is some infinite wisdom at hand here. So we have one more chance, one more day to straighten all this out. Let's hope that we are all on the same page. Excuse me, Jennifer and I are going through, amongst other things, our allergies. So half the time we open up our mouth. This is something that's been going on with me for the past, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years.
Me too, but it cracks my voice. It's a panic attack right now.
Oh, yeah.
You're going, oh, God.
Am I dying or do I have a sniffle?
I actually read an article in the LA Times yesterday that said allergies or coronavirus.
Yeah.
Anxiety-inducing time for allergy sufferers or something.
Sure is. So, Andy Cohen, somebody that you ladies have taught me about, tested positive, what, a couple of weeks ago? The COVID-19. So he was talking on his radio show with his listeners. He does a Sirius XM program, How He Recovered. He said, I felt like I wanted to recuperate quietly. It took about 10 or 11 days to work it through my system. It takes a bit of time to get your energy back. Quote, my symptoms were a fever, tightness in my chest, a cough. He was very achy. He said even eating toast was challenging. Chills, loss of smell, loss of appetite. He found relief in over-the-counter medication, took a lot of Tylenol, a lot of vitamin C, a lot of liquids. He said, one thing I can recommend to people, made me feel really good about it, is having a pulse oximeter.
It tells you what oxygen's in your
blood. Right, on your finger.
He's lucky
He's
lucky because he's rich. Many people are struggling to have access to one of those to see what the oxygen saturation is.
Right.
He's also lucky he was able to get a test because he got one relatively easily, and a lot of people still...
I guess I shouldn't say rich. It might be celebrity more than being
celebrity,
rich.
Celebrity, yeah. Well, yeah. Both, yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So, and that sort of echoes what Daniel Day Kim said last week, who recovered from it pretty much the same way. He described it pretty much the same way. So as some of these celebrities who have gotten it go through the course and talk about it, Daniel Day Kim said, I never experienced anything like this, and you aren't. You'll never experience anything like this. Come around through it. It's not a death sentence. It's just something to be very careful, very cautious about. But I used the term earlier that this was a big... I was talking about how the gas and oil industry is changing dramatically and how the focus on climate change or what's going on in the atmosphere... I don't like that term. But whatever it is, it's changing. And I wonder how we all view the world today and what will happen, how it will change. There is, I think, a lot of consequential stuff going on here that will affect us for the rest of our lives. I was talking to my grandson about it. And it's not, I don't think it's too soon to think about some of this stuff. Maybe even responsible for us to think about what happens when all this difficulty ends, because it will end. It just is what form and how long and that sort of thing. I found a lot of info coming from Dr. Oz has been pretty good. I don't know if the rest of you are anywhere in Europe, from anywhere in America.
There's travel restrictions, I know. So I remember those happened pretty early on. I don't know if you can even get there. But I do know that this is, I think, one of the coolest things. And we talk about how the normal changes, right? And
yes,
some of the fun things that have come out of this.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I found that I turned Jeff and his kids, my fiance and his kids, onto are these virtual field trips where you can go pick a country like you're talking about with Greece, or you can go to any of the art museums, the Louvre. You could go to any zoo in most cases, like the Houston Zoo. And they do virtual field trips. So they take the kids on a tour and talk to them about the stuff that's in the museum or in the zoo. And it's just, I think that's a great idea. I think that's a really fun thing to do.
It is a good idea. And Greece is a fascinating place. The government there is a little, the guy's a crackpot that's running Greece at the moment, but it still is a beautiful place when you get the ability. Last year they did almost $20 billion in tourism. Imagine what this is doing to their economy.
Well, it's beautiful.
People in their work. Yeah, right. So you don't know, no plans, who's making plans to go do any of that stuff now? Nobody at all. Here's a warning. I promised that we wouldn't, by the way, do all coronavirus all the time. I think this week we get off of it a little bit. Excuse me, but I think this is an important thing for people. I don't understand how, at this point, people are still, and I use this term reservedly. I think Victoria uses it more than I do, referring to the stupidity of some Americans. But can you imagine anybody who still smokes or vapes during this time?
A lot of people are hooked.
Still smoking. So the new guidelines suggest people who smoke and vape are at the highest risk for severe complications and hospitalization. So if you get this, like I may have had a touch of it, we're trying to figure that out right now. It threw in and out, bingo. My son and I were talking about it last night. I'm trying to give blood. And that's a surefire way to find out whether I've actually had it or not, because I had a few symptoms, but it hasn't brought me down. But I'm
fortunate. They won't actually tell you if you get blood. I gave blood yesterday, and that's not something that they're going to...
They're not going to tell you that?
No, it says...
Do they tell you anything?
I mean, like, where I went, they take your temperature, they do all these things before you come in to make sure that you're not symptomatic.
Yeah.
But it says specifically when you talk to them and on the website. I don't know if it. I don't know if it's revealed.
Where did you go,
test,
Kara? Because I've been. Where did you? Did you go to a Red Cross? Where did you?
Yeah, I went through a Red Cross. So if you go to them, they're not going to. Even if they test it later,
how long did you wait to get? When did you first sign up or try to sign up?
I signed up. So they're only, at least around here, they're only taking appointments. They're not taking any kind of walk-in.
Exactly.
So I signed up for a 1:30 appointment. I got there maybe 5-10 minutes beforehand.
When did you sign up, actually?
I signed up the day before, or a couple days before,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
And they were actually really good. I know you're not a big fan of Red Cross, but I like them
for blood donation.
And they were actually really good because I was feeling a little unsure the day before and, wondering exactly how clean everything was going to be. And they actually called me the night before to confirm my appointment and then asked if I had any questions. And so I specifically asked what they were going to be doing to make sure everything was sanitary. And the woman talked to me for like 5-10 minutes about everything that they were doing and, asked if I had any other questions. And that's the first time they've done that. So that was really nice.
Yeah, that is. And it's a good way to feel secure. And that's smart on their part. And it's smart on your part.
You should ask Dr. Ken, though, or your local, your general practitioner about getting a test if you think you had it, because it's very helpful for people who are researching to see if who's had it, how they've recovered, and if there's immunity that comes along with it. You may actually be able to contribute.
All right, remind me of that, Kara, would you? Because Ken's going to be on with us this morning, unfortunately, after you leave, Jen, but he's going to have he's got a whole list. Every night he calls me. I got this and that, and he's got a whole laundry list of things that he wants to go over, make sure people understand what's going on. And that, back to the whole business about smoking and vaping and that kind of stuff, most of the people that when you look at the data that's been analyzed, most of the confirmed cases have been with people who have lung issues that have come from smoking or vaping, more smoking, but vaping is just as bad for you.
And diabetes seems to be one, too. I was listening to a report about why Louisiana has been hit so hard, and they say because there's such a high number of people who are diabetic in the state of Louisiana, that also contributes.
Yep, heart disease, diabetes. 71% of the people dying have health conditions like lung disease brought about by smoking. Well, smoking gives you heart disease. Lung disease, that's all part of smoking. So let's see if we can smarten up a little bit on that department. Speaking of smartening up, the American Family Farmers, a show that I produce every week. We do a podcast of it as well. It's available on the website, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. I looked at the numbers yesterday. It's pretty amazing how many people are listening to the Good Day Health podcast. Like, I think last week we had 41,000 people listen to it. Bob sent me the numbers, and 27,000 listening to the American Family Farmers Show. So it's the time of year. If you're interested, help yourself. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcasts, whether it be on iTunes or Spotify or Stitcher or Google, all the iHeart shows. You know, help yourself. Help yourself to the American Family Farmer Show. I think you'll like it. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
Honey, listen to this. Our dog and our cat both need pet care products, right?
Uh-huh.
And it costs us a small fortune to buy pet care products. There must be a place online that sells them for less.
Uh-huh.
And I think I just found it. SmartClickPetCare.com.
Uh-huh.
The company behind it is Budget Pet Care, known for top quality. And they've got all the brand name products. Frontline, Advantage, Revolution, HeartGuard, Capstar, and more. All at great prices.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why should we pay more? SmartClickPetCare.com will help us save, save, save. Honey, are you listening to me?
Yes, dear. But let's hear what the radio announcer has to say.
Right now, get an extra 10% off plus free shipping on your order at SmartClickPetCare.com. SmartClickPetCare.com. Hey, that's a cute dog and cat you have there.
Oh, thanks.
Pay less for quality pet care products. SmartClickPetCare.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so the situation with Americans drinking, I was talking about smoking, so we might as well do the drinking report as well.
Now, this is one I can relate to.
Yeah. Sales
We're
of alcohol.
We're not smokers, but, you know.
No, well, I mean, you got to put the two of them together, smoking and drinking. Smoking and drinking and smoking and drinking. U.S. sales of alcoholic beverages up 55% as opposed to this week, last year versus this week, this year. Hard alcohol, gin, tequila, premixed cocktails on the top of the poor list. Spirits have gone, seen their highest increase, 75% in some of these categories since last year. Wine and beer are flowing well as well, up 42% from last year at this time.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't really made it to spirits yet. I'm mostly going for wine and, like, hard seltzer, things that I feel like I can have a glass of and...
What, lemonade?
Not be a raging,
not being a raging alcoholic. Just a little bit of one.
Drink up, folks. 21 past the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I fall to pieces. How can I be just your friend?
Doesn't it really sound refreshing? Even though this is an old song by a mature singer, there's something about this song from Loretta Lynn that just kind of works out, her version of it. Patsy Cline was the one who started it all with this song. So there's apparently a Me and Patsy Kicking Up Dust album, Loretta Lynn's memoir of her friendship also with Patsy Cline. Loretta has released her first version of one of Cline's most incredible songs. A song, I Follow the Pieces, which of which you're listening. Let's crank it up for a second, all right? I should love those guitars.
Oh, that style
of country. I love that style of country. I really do. So this is an updated take on the Hank Cochran, Harlan Howard classic. 87-year-old Loretta ejecting the nearly 60-year-old tune with all of her heartache, honky-tonk, her emotional voice. I think that it fits, don't you all think it fits here?
I think it can work. I miss Patsy Cline's voice to this song, though.
Yeah,
it's not quite the same, but yep.
She was a youngster when she died in March of 1963, another plane crash. Loretta was beginning to bond with her. They had gotten into the Opry together. They were both the same age, so if Patsy Cline were alive today, she'd be in her 80s. Loretta was for years unable to perform any of these songs, but finally she paid tribute in 1977 with the release of an album called I Remember Patsy, which featured her first rendition of the song that Patsy Cline made number one in 1961. Cline, incidentally, had first heard the song on a demo recorded by Jan Howard, who was going to be a future opera star. Anyway, Loretta's newest version of I Fall to Pieces, produced and recorded at Cash Cabin Studio in Hendersonville, Tennessee, by Patsy Lynn Russell and John Carter Cash, who produced Loretta's Grammy Award-winning Full Circle, as well as her latest studio album, Wouldn't It Be Great, which earned a Grammy nomination for its title track. So, pretty good news if you're a Patsy Cline fan. And frankly, as I cut my teeth as a disc jockey first playing country music, I remember the boss said to me, "You know anything about country music?" I said, "Yeah, ask me a question," because I knew he didn't know anything about it either. So, yeah, I cut the job.
Patsy Cline, the answer? Patsy Cline.
Patsy Cline, all right. 6 to 10 on WTTF in Tiffin. That was me. All right, next up on the Country Bill of Fare, Roseanne Cash, John Oates from Hall & Oates, Brothers Osborne, Shovels and Rope, and more, among a pretty diverse group of artists banding together for a new online telethon to raise money for Music Cares COVID Relief Fund, the People Supporting Artists Telethon, airing from Nashville this Saturday at 7 Eastern Time via People Support Artists. What is it? PeopleSupportingArtists.com. I think that's it. Dubbed a PSA, the telethon will mix at-home music performances with skits, personal stories from those who have benefited from Music Cares heretofore. Performers like Los Lobos' David Hidalgo, Louis Perez, Lucy Silva's with Brothers Osborne's John Osborne, rival Sun singer Jay Buchanan, Lee Bryce, Molly Tuttle, J.D. McPherson, Langhorne Slim, Jim Lauderdale, songwriter Jamie Kent, who spearheaded the telethon idea, radio personalities Eric Markham from WSM and Annie Claver from the FM station Lightning 100 will co-host the telethon, directed by filmmaker Curtis Wayne Millard at the Home Studios in East Nashville. Prior to the pandemic, the East Nashville neighborhood was struck by a deadly tornado. Remember that? It had a 1-2 punch there.
Yep.
So something to look forward to if you're a big fan. April 11th, 7 o'clock Eastern, PeopleSupportingArtists.com. 28 after the hour.
I am doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Coronavirus cases are spiking in the South in both Texas and Louisiana, where the death rate is the second highest in the country. There's a disproportionate number of African Americans who tend to have underlying conditions like diabetes and hypertension. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams.
I represent that legacy of growing up poor and black in America, and I and many black Americans are at higher risk for COVID. It's why we need everyone to do their part to slow the spread.
President Trump says he's worried about small businesses during the crisis.
I'll be asking Congress to provide an additional $250 billion for the paycheck protection.
Many businesses say they're still not able to get their hands on the cash they need to keep their workers on board company payrolls. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn. Victoria is off today. Kara Schillen is at the controls as usual. Some of the good things, some of the not so good things. I guess it's become the new normal, right? Work for a big company and you're liable to get furloughed. So the airlines are doing it. How many of the big box stores are doing it for the most part? Everybody, little stores, little companies, everybody's being affected by this. Boeing has shut down production of everything, stopping regular paychecks for another 30,000 workers. You have no idea how much the culture, the fabric, the society of Seattle is built around this company. They have regularly 130 to 140,000 employees, a couple of plants in Seattle and Renton. They have plants elsewhere, but the big production, if you ever drive down the highway into the city, on the left-hand side, where the biggest of the two factories are, it's really something to see. All the airplanes parked outside, the various logos on the planes, looking at the sizes. It's really fascinating. So they have closed the plants. They will not reopen. They were going to reopen this week, they thought, but now they are shut down indefinitely. They reached the decision after assessing employees' health and safety, supply chain issues. They can't get parts. Never mind that there are no orders. You know, you got to wonder, honestly. There was somebody had said something about the, on some TV show that I was watching last night, made reference to the Boeing 737 MAX problems. And this was sort of a regular drama talking about the problems with it. This has, if this doesn't, between the pandemic and the mess with the 737, Jennifer, if this doesn't bring the country or the company down, then God bless them. I don't think it will, but
they'll
it's
get bailed
certainly,
out.
Yeah. Yeah, they will. Well, you almost have to. And that, they've, so the additional 30,000 with the 70,000 that have already been worked off, that have been laid off just in Washington State alone. They have been receiving their salaries. And they've been doing, I guess they got 2 weeks of salaries, but the story in this morning's Seattle Times suggests that the workers will no longer be getting their regular pay, and they'll have to begin using vacation or sick time. They have had 133 confirmed cases among his employees. So that's, as I have said many times, as you know, I hope you know, Boeing contributes more to the trade deficit or balancing the trade scale than any other American company. They are the highest producing in terms of monetary value. This is how huge that business is to the American economy. Huge. The value of the plane orders that they have orders, I believe they had orders prior to all this for 2,400 planes.
Wow.
Average price of one of those planes, depending on the size, the MAX goes for $57 million. The 777, I think, is $97 million. The 787 is somewhere close to that. So every time you sell one of those planes, it's, you know, millions and millions of dollars. Can you imagine what it takes? I just think about it for a second. Just put your mind off of the COVID thing for a minute and think about the complexities of a modern aircraft. Think about all the things that you expect to work in that plane. You all have, if it's a good plane, you got monitors in the seat in front of you. You think those work automatically? They all have Wi-Fi. How do you think that works and gets wired into the plane? They all have 110-volt currency so that you can plug whatever it is under your seat, right? There's a plug in there, so they have to generate 110 volts. And they have to have a generator in the plane. They have a third engine that most people don't even know. Most planes today are two-engine planes with the engines on the wings. But what you don't know is there's a jet engine under the plane that powers it when it's parked at the gate. So if you look at the back of a plane, you'll see an exhaust pipe just above what is
it? Seems very simple, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's a fabulously complex piece of machinery that has to be just right. We don't. And so that's what made everybody crazy when they started thinking, okay, what do you mean? There's no inspection. They're inspecting themselves. And that's where, you know, and I'm not much on government involvement and stuff, but I do want somebody besides Boeing checking out the plane. Thanks very much. And they'll never, I mean, they've learned, I'd hope they've learned their lesson from all of this, but what an education. Wow. Great American company. All right, so the investigation of the virus and what it means to men versus women. Have you done any discussion on your local Los Angeles program, Jennifer, about why it is that men, the theories of men getting in China? I can understand it because more men smoke there. Most all the people, you know, in China, like I think 75% of the people smoke. So, you know, they're going to get this and they're going to have. And by the way, the numbers, the official word from the World Health Organization is something close to what the Epoch Times lady told us, that the Chinese have underreported, seriously underreported the numbers of what went on there, but they still won't let anybody in to check it out.
And think about what we know about what happened with China. There's a report that is from the Epoch Times that says 21 million. There are 21 million less cell phone users today than there were back in January. And we know in Wuhan, and they admitted to this, that they really underestimated.
Is it Wuhan where they make all the phones? Isn't that where?
No, Wuhan's where this virus broke out.
No, but I know that. But isn't that where they make the phones too?
That I don't know. That could
I think
be.
They
I'm not
do.
Sure. But I know that there they also had a problem because they got caught and they said, oh, yeah, by half we underestimated the people that died. But you talked about people who are more apt to getting this. Yes, we have been tracking on my local show who's getting this, and more men are getting it and getting sicker from the coronavirus, at least according to reports, than women are. And the LA Times has actually been tracking this locally, our local paper, and saying that I think not everybody's disclosing their demographics, but of the people who have chosen to disclose this or the families that have chosen to disclose this, I think there are maybe 2-to-1 men to women in that ratio over who's actually dying from the coronavirus.
Well, women apparently have a stronger immune response than men do in general.
And they might seek treatment faster. I mean, there are all sorts of things that go into why it could be hitting men harder.
Hormones, that kind of stuff. I think that plays a part in it. So at any rate, if you're a man and you're trying to be tough about this, don't be. It will not pay off. By the way, how many people have responded to the census requests and all this stuff going on among all of the government stuff? You get their little blue thing in the mail. Did you fill it out yet, Jennifer?
Yeah,
I did it.
Yep.
Yeah, what'd you tell them?
It's really easy. I told them that minus 10 people live in my house. I just reported.
Good for you. Yes, perfect. Yeah, the census thing, you don't have to tell them. I think now the form, I filled mine out the other day. The form is pretty simple. Kara, did you fill out your census form? Or are you getting sensitized there at the... You live in an apartment building.
No, I filled it out. I had been putting it off for a little while, so I filled it out on Wednesday, which was, I guess, census day. So,
Do you fill it out for your roommates, or do you fill it out just for you?
Basically, you fill it out with your name, and then they ask questions about your roommates. So I messaged them to get the specific details, and you basically just put, like, their names and their birth dates and a few other things. So, yeah, just one census per apartment, which is kind of odd because none of us are related. But
yeah, one of the things that strikes me about our educational system is having the knowledge to do what we've just all talked about, which seems to be in stride. But a whole lot of people don't even understand what the census is and why it needs to be done. The government spots that are playing on radio and television are pretty clear in that. It's all about money from the federal government. That's not really a great reason. It's pretty self-serving for the government, but it's not really the reason. The reason is so that we know and have a handle on who actually lives here. Where are these people?
The problem is they don't count illegals, and that is an issue. Because there are people who are using the system, using all the stuff that's going on in the resources of the government, yet we don't plan for them.
Right. In Framingham, I think I told you this the other day, there are 70-some-odd thousand people who are accounted for in Framingham. But you've also heard me say on any number of occasions that we have the largest population of Brazilians living anywhere outside of Brazil in one single place. And one of the people in City Hall has estimated there may be as many as 30,000 Brazilians who are not counted in the census in one community, in Framingham, one community. 30,000 live on literally on the other side of the tracks. And, it is ridiculous. It's craziness. The five people in a bedroom, they take turns, three in each bedroom, and they take turns. They shift. Then one person sleeps for 8 hours, gets up. Somebody else goes in the same bed, sleeps for 8 hours, gets up. Somebody else sleeps for eight. That's how they live. Yeah, imagine that. That is exactly my was my reaction as well. So, the point is, fill out the census. There are a lot of, I think there's a lot of good reasons for doing it. Just be conscious, as much as anything else.
And it's not like you don't have time to do it right now.
Well, no, and it isn't just a couple of buttons. You put in your you have a code that's assigned to you, and you just put that in, and your name comes up, and you tell them where you are, and nothing's changed, bingo, bango, and you're done. 30 seconds. Over.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Ahoy! Ahoy! Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name
ahoy,
of the great ahoy, Neptune! Ahoy!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth. Tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
A health threat anywhere is a health threat everywhere. I'm Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus outbreak called COVID-19 started in China and is spreading to many countries, including the U.S. It's critical to get the facts about how to protect our friends and loved ones. While CDC is working with states and communities to stop the spread of the virus, health workers and emergency response efforts need our support. The CDC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, is focusing on immediate and critical needs that help protect our communities here at home and those around the world. We can all play a role in stopping this deadly virus. Get updates, learn how to protect your friends and family, and find out how to help. Go to cdcfoundation.org. That's cdcfoundation.org. Together, our impact is greater.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the CDC Foundation.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah. And
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Continuation of our focus on you and your health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is in the studio with me, our virtual studio, as we research, think about what Americans are doing, what they have and how they have it. How is it that the world is so devoid of good food, or people have not been focusing on what they eat and how important? I mean, it would seem like just common sense, and I don't want to be a lecturer in Health 101 here, but there is a Jack, I think, you know, we talk about this all the time, what we put into our bodies. You're a GAPS practitioner, in addition to being a Nuka chiropractor. You see probably a little bit of everything in your clinic there in Salt Lake City. What we're concluding correctly is that this disease, even though there are thousands, millions of cases of it around the world, it isn't really fatal unless you have issues.
Right.
And maybe the same issues apply to a lot of different things. So once again, we can question whether all of this hoopla has been worth it when a little education could have gone a long way. And once again, we fault correctly the conventional medical system that's so focused now on a cure. When's the last time you heard Dr. Fauci say publicly, well, if you'd have done this, you wouldn't get sick.
Yes.
If you had eaten this way or taken these sort of supplements, whatever it is. All you hear them talk about is what happens after the fact, when you see a picture of some six-year-old kid who's got a mask on and he's become sick. Well, what have you been feeding that kid? Macaroni and cheese. Since he was 2 years
old. That's right. Sugar cereals, yeah. And candy to keep him quiet and keep him happy.
Yeah.
It's the older
I
we
do
get,
that myself.
The older we get,
yes.
The older we get, the more malnourished we become. If we really don't go out of our way to be very specific in the food selections that we have, starting at breakfast and going on throughout the day. And every year that's gone by when we've been, you know, we'd be coming out of flu season about this time. But for the previous 3 or 4 months, you've been hearing, well, get some fresh orange juice. You know, get some fresh strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, the things that we know are full of vitamin C. You haven't heard one word of that.
Kiwi is another good source of vitamin C.
Yeah, and why do we want vitamin C? Because we know it stimulates the production of antibodies, and it stimulates white blood cell activity, something called chemotaxis. It just means the movement of white blood cells. And if you're low in vitamin C, the white blood cells are on AWOL. Mm-hmm. And they say that year after year, but this year they haven't said a thing, you know?
Well, isn't there other stuff that helps to activate? The C by itself is important, but aren't there other things? I think you've talked about this ad nauseum, and one of the reasons that I take as much vitamin D as I do, sort of late to the party, nobody ever said anything about vitamin D when I was a kid or even growing up as an adult. It's only sort of a late finding that vitamin D, which has to have other activators, and unless you talk or listen to somebody like Jack, you're not going to know about, C is a good place to start.
Weren't you offered cod liver oil by your parents as a kid?
Yes, it was awful.
We didn't talk about vitamin D back then, but we did get cod liver oil. And the British Medical Journal recently had a report in there that says vitamin D combats pathogens that cause respiratory conditions. And the same thing with vitamin E, a very enhanced immune response to infection. If you had vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, and, of course, I recommend the standard process forms because they're whole food.
Yeah, and you can get them at Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Here's something that's sort of related, thinking about your health, related to your weight, the fact that most of these people, if you look at the stats that Jack's talking about, nearly 78% of the people who've come down with the virus have issues that have to do with being overweight. Diabetes, you know, they're all the things that go with them that keep your underlying health in compromise. So if you want to not compromise your health, this is the time for you to lose weight and keep it off. And that certainly is what Calitrin does, the weight loss formula that I've been touting for years. It's stimulant-free, it's drug-free, it's 86% success rate, make it the first choice for healthy weight loss. They've been in business for 24 years, and if they didn't do what they said they do, if it didn't have the same results, then they wouldn't be in business. So lose the weight the natural way. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, buy three, get three free. That's the code DJV for free shipping as well at toploss.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.